Thank you for joining me again today. I'd like to especially welcome those of you who may be tuning in for the first time or have recently joined us here on God Is. I'm glad you're here. You have tuned into the great time because we're talking together about the core of the gospel. That is the good news that God saves us from our sin and from his wrath, God's holy and justified anger for sin. And the question before us is, how does God save us? The answer is that God saves us by his grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. The answer is that God saves us by his grace alone, through our faith alone, in Christ alone. To the most important question a person can ever ask, what shall I do to be saved? What do I have to do? The answer is, put your faith in Jesus Christ alone, and you will be saved. As Acts chapter 16 and verse 31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. That is all you must do to be saved from the wrath of God for your sin. That's it. Faith alone, faith plus nothing. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31 sounds a lot like Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 through 9. This is Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works. You are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, not by your works. And then Acts 16, verse 31, and Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9 sound a lot like Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Why? Because as we found out yesterday, the word believes there is reflective of the word faith. Believes in the Greek, the original language of the New Testament, means trusting in, relying on, and having faith in. This is the believing that comes from faith. And again, faith alone. Works are not mentioned. Salvation, says Paul, is to everyone who believes. To everyone who has faith alone in Christ alone. I trust you understand the connection to Romans 1, verse 16, between the word salvation and believes, really between the words salvation and faith. This is important because it tells us how we are saved. And I am heavily emphasizing that we are not saved by what we do, but rather by what God does in us. We are not saved by our works, but by Christ's work on our behalf on the cross. His work of death for our sin on the cross means that I do not have to produce works in order to be saved from my sin. Christ has done the work for me. So all I have to do is put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I will be saved. And why am I really pounding on this point that our works do not save us? Here's why. Works-based salvation is very popular. Works-based salvation is very popular. The human person insists there must be something we can do to make God love us, accept us, and save us. People definitely want to contribute something to their own salvation, and many, many people ultimately want to save themselves from themselves. Pride. We are prideful to the point that we reject God's free offer, free gift of salvation to us, in order that we can prove to him from within ourselves that we do not need him even to be accepted and approved by him. Now that may sound convoluted, but it is true. Think of it this way. If you believe that you can contribute anything, even one tiny little crumb, to your own salvation from sin, then you have automatically rejected God's salvation. Why? Because God rejects all of your effort to be saved. He rejects all of it. He doesn't want it. What God wants is not your works, but your faith. He wants you to accept Jesus Christ as the one whose work has been done for you. Even though you cannot now see Jesus with your physical eyes, you accept by faith that he is real and that what he has accomplished on the cross and in his resurrection from the dead was all done for you. So that if you will put your faith, not your works, in Christ, then you will be saved. But if you will not put your faith in Christ, then you will not be saved. In fact, you will be damned. Over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul writes this, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So that if you believe by faith in Jesus Christ, then you will not be condemned. But if you reject Jesus Christ, if you refuse to put your faith in him, then you will be condemned to hell, because the only way to be saved from condemnation in hell is to be saved by God. And the only way to be saved by God is through faith alone in Christ alone. You cannot depend on your good works, no matter how good they may be, to save you." Now, where does an emphasis on works-based salvation, the idea that I am saved from sin, I am saved from hell and going to be in heaven based on my own works, where does that show up in our society? Everywhere. All of the world's religions, except Christianity, are an attempt at self-salvation. All of them. For example, in Buddhism, people achieve complete happiness and peace, called nirvana, by eliminating their own attachment to worldly things. If you yourself, in your own strength, follow the noble eightfold path, then you will be saved. In Hinduism, the soul never dies but is reincarnated. You yourself, in your own strength, achieve happiness and enlightenment if you free yourself from your earthly desires. And how do you do that? Hinduism teaches that you do that with a lifetime of worship to literally hundreds of thousands of gods, and in particular, three gods, and through, listen now, virtuous acts or deeds, works. In Islam, Muslims achieve salvation for themselves by following the five pillars of Islam and by, listen for it now, living a just life. These works include almsgiving, fasting, performed during Ramadan, and taking a pilgrimage to Mecca. In Confucianism, strong family relationships bound together by your good works bring harmony to the family, and by your achievements in education, you will be saved. In Buddhism, works save you. In Hinduism, works save you. In Islam, works save you. In Confucianism, works save you. And I have not even mentioned the other religions or cults that abound throughout the world. Billions of people believe with their minds, souls, and bodies that they will be saved by their human effort, by their works, and by merit they receive from the gods for such achievement. This is tragic, and this is sad, because this is not true. These are the lies from Satan that blind people to the truth which is found in Jesus Christ alone. Salvation is found in no one else but Jesus Christ. You might hear somebody say, "Well, I'm not religious. I don't believe any of this. I'm not a Christian either, but I'm good. So that must count for something." Usually by this, the person means that if there is a heaven, they will be there. And when they do die, their friends say, "Rest in peace," and talk about him or her looking down from heaven. Well, how do they propose this friend of theirs went to heaven? It's by the good they have done down here. He was a good person. She was a good person, those left behind will say. So even the non-religious are counting on their good works to get them, quote-unquote, up there. I read recently that radio host and shock jock Don Imus signed off after 50 years on the air with his program, Imus in the Morning. On his final episode, he read prepared remarks that he'd written about all that he and his listeners had done together to raise hundreds of millions of dollars for kids with cancer and for the fallen heroes of our nation's military suffering from traumatic brain injuries and psychological health issues. Emotionally, he said repeatedly, "We did that." And you know, when I heard that, my heart broke. Why? Well, my heart broke because Don Imus and his listeners will not be saved from their sin. They will not enjoy eternity with God in heaven because we did that. Separate and apart from Christ, Imus and his sidekicks and listeners are hopeless. So I prayed for Don Imus, and I prayed for his listeners. May God have mercy on them by giving them the gift of God's grace alone, so they will have faith in Christ alone for salvation. This is what will save them. Now, you might want to argue with me a little bit here. How dare I suggest that raising millions of dollars for these causes has no value? Well, that's not what I said. I think it's perfectly right to give money to both children fighting cancer and to our fallen heroes. In fact, I have supported causes like these myself in the past. But that doesn't give us any merit for salvation. Support for these charities and others like them will not give us access to heaven. Salvation is not by good works, even what we consider great works, like raising millions of dollars. Salvation for people everywhere is by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. So whether we talk about the billions of people in the world's religions, or the billions more who are non-religious, or one of the most famous disc jockeys and radio hosts of all time, and Dimas was that, we find the same reality, people working for their own redemption and salvation. And that will not work. Works will not work for getting you into heaven. Tomorrow, I want to bring this even closer to home for many of you. I want to talk about how works-based salvation is the teaching, is the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church believes and teaches, right in their catechism, that the work of Christ alone does not save. The work of Christ alone does not save. Catholics do not believe that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. So Catholic friends, call up a few others and have them join you. Have your priest join you as we meet together right here at this same time. For God is...